I am very careful how I speak. This is Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. Well, I better be careful how I speak, because my word is a powerhouse. My word brings great results for whatever I speak it. And if I'm not careful, I'm going to get results that I don't really want. What were we talking about? We were talking about the election here in California with Gray Davis as the governor, and they're trying to run him out of town. Well, it's probably one of the most foolish things that California has ever considered doing, to take a governor who has done an excellent job, whom they just reelected, and then all of a sudden to let some politician get in there and want to change the program. And of course, they're all politicians and they're all trying to change the program, but Gray Davis obviously did a good job because he was reelected. Now, if he wasn't a good man, he wouldn't be reelected, and he wouldn't be immediately, almost after his reelection, sought to be put out of office. The activities of government go up and down. The economy goes up and down. If we look at the stock market, we'll say, my God, you know, what happened to the stock market? And everybody would say, it's the fault of the government. It's the fault of the governor. It's the fault of the president. It's the fault of the New York Stock Exchange and the other stock exchanges. And you can't blame any one thing. What it's the fault is, it's the fault of how we speak. When we begin to take responsibility for our words, magic takes place in our life. We spent a great deal of time in Ghana and Nigeria and Guyana, and as we were there, we were talking to these rather fantastic people, and the people were good, but their kids were even more fantastic, because their kids were wide open to knowing the truth about themselves. So, in those nations, the government has a tendency to not put the money that it receives from its oil wells and so forth back into streets and houses and hospitals and schools and things like that that would benefit the country, plus many, many other things. And so when Ellen and I were speaking to the youngsters, we spoke to all of their school districts, we spoke to their churches, we spoke to the government, we spoke to everybody. As we were speaking to them, we would say to them, I bless Guyana, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from within. And then go on. And then say to them, they have the finest government in the world there. They have the most generous government in the world, seeking to bless the country and support the country. Now, does that benefit it? Oh my, yes. It benefits it greatly. We were in Australia, and it was the year of the bad dollar in Australia. The year that, what year was that? That was 2000, something like that? When did you get married? come, what year was it?
2000.
2000, okay. So in the year 2000, we were in Australia. And in Australia, they were having a money crisis. And the people were saying the government is terrible because the money is going down, 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 down. And we've spoken at many different groups, churches, Religious Science, Unity, and many other organizations. And as we spoke to these people, we heard these rumors. Not rumors, they were in the newspaper. They were all over the place. And we said to them, now look, you have a power, the power of your word, the power of your voice, how you speak. And right now, you're proclaiming that your government is bad and that your country is going to pot. I said, it only takes a couple of you to begin to have your country get on the rise, get back on the successful limit again, you know, and go for it. And they laughed, but they kept coming back to our seminars. And then after a while, we were there for a couple of weeks, after a while, the government had taken a flip-flop. The money took a flip-flop and started soaring up, doing beautiful, strong things. Well, now, I could say to him, see, I told you, that's what happens when you say it, but you can't do that. Because the next day it might go down. But what did I say to them? I said to them, you are the ones who have caused your money market to go up. You changed your mind about your government. You're beginning to see your government as a wonderful, powerful, effective organization. And the money went up and stayed going up. And the Australian government has had a very wonderful number of years since that time in the money market. So, in Ghana and Nigeria, we have been working with the older people and younger people. But we said to the younger people, now, you're the future of your country. Your country is dependent on you. One of these days, you're going to be sitting in those seats there making the decisions that you're complaining about right now. Not you so much, but your parents. So you go home and you say to your parents, we have the greatest government in the world. We live in the paradise nation of the world. Everybody wants to come here to Nigeria. Everybody wants to come to Ghana. And this is a great country. It's a wonderful country. It's a beautiful country. And then they say this to their parents. And they say this to their parents day after day. And what's going to happen? The parents are going to say, hadn't thought of looking at it that way. Maybe we got more power here in our brain than we gave ourselves credit for. But as I spoke to these different groups, little by little, they just drank it up like a great, wonderful honey because they felt that it was going to be something so beneficial for them. And it has. I haven't looked at their financial sheet since we were there. What was that? Last year, was it? Yeah, since we were there last year. But I'm sure. I will look at it. And we will see what sort of a financial movement they have had. Now, in Europe, the euro dollar has gone up and down and in and out and over and around. And there you have all these highfalutin financial people who want to make it grow and make it go and make it fantastic. Whereas down in Nigeria and Ghana, you have just steady working people attempting to accomplish a goal. Now, I wonder, when I start looking at the books, is Nigeria and Ghana, percentage-wise and growth, going to be far greater than Europe? I imagine so. I imagine so. Because this is what we are speaking our word for. And I am very careful how I speak. Because my word carries the strength of the universe and brings about any choice that I choose to have. And I choose, we're going to Guyana again the latter part of this month. And we're going to spend time there and talk to our new students and talk to our old students and talk to people who are interested in the benefit of themselves and their country. And I'm sure we're going to have a report that's going to say that the financial condition of these two nations has been exquisite this past year. Why? Because I said so. That's all it takes to say so. Now, if I say so, and I'm not even living in Guyana or Ghana or Nigeria, then what if the people living there were to say it? How much more power would they have in bringing those things about? It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. But we'll see the results, and we'll see how these things go, because we speak our word. I am very careful how I speak, as we all should be very careful how we speak, because that for which we speak, we get. If we speak for love, we get love. If we speak for unhappiness, we get unhappiness. Whenever you run away from a problem, you take that problem right with you. Whenever you run to a solution, everything that is unlike that solution is nowhere around you. You are the master. You are the creator, you are the boss, you are everything that's good. So this day, start taking charge of what you speak and the words you say and what meaning you have that you put into it. And the results that you'll get, and you've already gotten, will be fantastic, unbelievable, because you're the master of your world. I'm very careful how I speak, and I see each of you very careful how you speak too. Have a lovely day and do beautiful things, and know that every moment of your life, I'm right there saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.